intergeneration gap radio with our hosts McFly and Omer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Race for impact, bitches.
Welcome to Generation Gap Radio. My name is McFly.
And my name is Omer.
So how was your week so far?
My week has been fantastic.
We've been out of this for a while.
We've been out for a little while.
Yeah.
You were out in some medical stuff, and I was out because life
we'll
is
we'll get into that later,
dangerous.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of things happened.
Today, what's today?
April 1st.
Yeah.
You know what that means.
What does that mean?
April Fool's Day.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. You know who had a great April Fool's today? Google.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they
it didn't get me because I was figuring, but you know, something was gonna happen. But yeah, so their thing was Google Motion, I think it's called. It wasn't. I forget the name already. Yeah, it was Google Motion.
It was Google Motion.
Gmail Motion.
They had a nice logo and it was real legit. You know?
And they had a video to introduce it and everything. But the funniest part about the video is that they pretty much said you could use your email by doing these hand motions and stuff. And there's this one guy that's just doing the hand motions during the video, and he's just like, he's like almost like Jim Carrey-ish.
Yeah, he's got like no facial expressions. He's just doing the stuff.
Yeah,
right?
So like the reply to email is like a one thumb going backwards behind your shoulder, and then two thumbs going back behind your shoulder is reply to all. And then send is like licking your two fingers, putting your knee up, and like sticking a stamp to your knee.
Yeah, that was kind of funny, right?
But the video was great. They did a good job on that.
I was thinking to myself, are they serious? Because I was like, dude, I got to go find a webcam somewhere so I can try this thing. I'm sure if I would have clicked on a link to try to download it, would have told me, you know,
yeah,
you're an idiot.
I clicked on it like earlier today, like after I read about it. I clicked just to see what it did, and it kind of like does a download, and you're like, oh, this is going to work. And then it says April Fool's. This isn't out yet. You know, I doubt they're working on it. I mean, that's pretty. I mean, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
I mean, with all the motion capture thing, you have Kinect and everything. It's kind of like I could see how someone could fall for it.
Yeah.
And it might eventually come where Microsoft's going to say you could use Windows now with your hands, or you know, I don't know. It might happen one day, but
it's weird.
It's going to be real tiresome.
It's interesting. I mean, I'm sure it's inevitable.
Yeah.
You know, but it's they got us with the video and the funny acting that they did.
Yeah,
on it.
I think something good would have been like controlling a computer with your brain or something.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah,
a chick got me on Facebook today.
Okay,
I think she had used like a fat booth application or something like that to make herself look real big.
Yeah, yeah, like
and she just hit me on Facebook and she was like, "Hey, sexy" or something like that. I was like, "Oh, no fucking way!" I took her post and stuff, and it just you know. I blanked her name out and all that stuff, and I put it out there for my buddies to feed on it.
Yeah.
I was like, here's the price you pay for being an attractive human being. And boy, I mean, people went on and on about it until she just came on there and just was just like, I'm really pretty. I was just playing the April Fool's joke on you.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I just sign language something to him. Yeah. Anyhow, I don't want to come off very rude. What else do you have? You got any tech talk? Anything that you want to start us off with?
We can just jump to something next. I can come up with something later.
Okay. I want to talk about something very interesting.
Okay.
About the time that my mom caught me with my nudie magazines.
Where were you when this happened? You were still overseas?
No, I was here in Houston.
Oh, okay.
I was like 13.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. And
you moved over 4 or something like that, right? When you moved over here 4?
Like, no, when I moved over here, I was about 9 and a half, 10.
All right.
This is a couple of years I had already, you know, integrated into the American society. And there were some older kids that in the middle school that I was going to.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were, I was hiding things and I wanted to be cool. And eventually it didn't take me too much prying, but, you know, they showed me some nudie magazines through inside one of their backpacks once, and I was immediately hooked. I was like, what the fuck is this? Although I wasn't jerking off just yet, I still had the nudie magazines.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, kept keeping them. You know, once they were done with them, they were bored with looking at their old ones. They would go to move on to new ones, and they'll just give me the old stuff, you know? And I had it in my backpack once. And I remember my little brother was the one who actually told on me. And, you know, it wasn't like nothing tasteful, like Playboy, nothing like that. It was just straight up smut, fucking hustler, penthouse, shit like that. Just straight cum shots, you know, spread the pussy apart, that type of shit. it didn't turn out so good for me.
I bet.
Oh boy, I got ass whippings for like 3 days, and you know, it didn't hit me up until today. Just you know, when I thought about it,
yeah.
But I was actually hiding in a bathroom for asylum. I'd come home, I'd go straight to the fucking bathroom, dude. I made it my second home. So, I was eating in there. I was doing all that shit in there just because I wanted to avoid the ass whippings. But eventually, I don't know. Somehow, you know, mothers can be forgiving. This is the time where my dad still hadn't retired from the Arab military, and my mom was the only one that was raising us here in the United States. Anyhow, it was an interesting time. It came across a little earlier today, and I was thinking about it. I figured I'd share my yeah.
That's good.
Anyway. What about this Japanese earthquake? What do you think about that?
I know one thing for sure.
What's that?
You don't hear any more Charlie Sheen stuff on the
right.
TV.
Yeah.
He got shut up pretty fast.
You know, because what we were discussing is the Charlie Sheen thing was purely media driven. It wasn't people that were bringing it up. It was the media that was talking about Charlie Sheen. And whenever you have that type of thing going on, as soon as the media moves off of that, you know, Charlie Sheen's on his own at that point. Now everything that he does is he's going to have this little cult following, you know. But for the most part, media ain't going to pick up and run on it unless he just does something fucking spectacular.
Well, he has to. And I heard, I mean, since the earthquake happened, I think CBS wants him back now.
Wants him back?
On the show, yeah.
I thought they fired
were interviewing
him.
For a bunch of people, and then they said they want him back. That's the latest thing I've heard. Something else may have happened.
I thought they fired him.
Yeah, but they want him back now. I mean, I don't know. To me, if you bring him back, you're only going to have like another good season out of it. People want to see how much of a train wreck he is on TV, and then after that, it'll be like, whatever. You know? You can't bring back that many good shows.
Now he has to live up to the standard.
Yeah.
Or he can totally rehab himself.
Yeah. You ever watch that show?
What? 2.5 Men?
Yeah.
No, never seen it before.
I watched a little bit, but not...
I'm interested in seeing it now after the whole Charlie Sheen thing to just see exactly how good he really was. But I know I know he's a bad motherfucker.
He's an animal, too. Yeah. He's just got to be some freaking animal. I don't know. We've talked about his past. His past is pretty shady. He did a lot of bad things and got away with most of it just because of his family. I mean, Emilio and what's his face? The older dad guy.
Martini?
Yeah, Martini.
Hey, what about Jesse Slaughter's dad?
Oh, boy. That's a mess, huh?
Here's what it says.
Do we I don't think we ever introduced the audience to Jesse Slaughter.
Oh, my God. All right.
We haven't.
You know, if... This is an internet phenomenon right here. Jesse Slaughter, J-E-S-S-I, Slaughter, all right?
Just like he'd spell Slaughter.
S-L-A-U-G-H-T-E-R.
Strange name for a family, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I used to have a teacher named Mr. Slaughter.
Really?
Yeah.
Sergeant Slaughter?
No, his name was, fuck, I don't know, it was like eighth grade.
Sergeant Slaughter.
So anyhow, look up Jesse Slaughter so you can understand the whole backstory. It was this chick that used to do a video blog on Facebook, right?
Something, yeah.
Oh, no, not on Facebook, on YouTube.
Or one of those...
And people started fucking
with her. Fortran things, I think.
Yeah, and then people started fucking with her, and, you know, it really went over when her dad and mom got on the webcam and started...
She was getting attacked by people online.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, they were threatening her and shit, and the mom and dad got involved, and they started to come in and...
While she's making a video.
While she's making a video, dad's over there talking crazy shit in the
girl's
background.
Crying her eyes out.
Yeah, he's like, you done goofed.
Yeah, and then he says he's going to backtrace him, and he already has the cyber police out for people who are, you know, ridiculous claims.
Sent to the police department, and guess what? Your emails will be caught and will be found, and who said you're going to beat my daughter up? You will have to deal with the police, because you done goofed.
There you go, you done goofed. Anyhow, the cool thing is, that motherfucker, her dad now is in jail, all right? Jessica Leonard, also known as Jesse Slaughter. Oh, her name isn't fucking Slaughter. All right, known as Jesse Slaughter and formerly as Kelly Girl 13 on YouTube, is an 11-year-old girl and fan base and a fan of the band Blood on the Dance Floor, whose attention-seeking online behavior caused her to become the target of a 4chan raid, resulting in a rage-fueled and ill-advised retort from her father that became the subject of masses of images, of image macros and videos. What happened? The situation began on Sticky Drama or whatever. Anyhow, long story short, dad just... Here's the thing. Breaking news, 3/25/2011. Jesse's father, Gene Leonard, pled not guilty to child abuse charges and has been released on a $5,000 bond. That is some cool shit right there.
Right, right.
because he's like this super dad. You know what I was thinking, and I was going back and forth with a bunch of my buddies, going, you know, this guy's talking about he called the cyber police, and you know, all
back,
this,
back traces, you know, all of his terminology.
Yeah, my response to that was, I'm sure he drives a forklift in some carpet factory downtown. The fuck? What, he just has no idea what the internet. He's like, this whole thing is happening on the internet. He's like, don't mess with my computer. Yeah, like,
it
really?
It looks like you live in a double wide. Nothing wrong with living in a double wide, but you can tell. I mean, they're in some trailer park. She's wearing like, in the video, she's wearing like a leopard, like a zebra print.
Yeah,
you know, some cheap.
Her bra is fucking showing.
Yeah, through exactly. That. It's just trailer trash.
No, I mean it's good shit. You know, I mean, dude. Double wide, I can't even make fun of that. I'm way the shit is going for me. More than likely, I'll end up in one of those motherfuckers.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with
it's
that.
It's a beautiful home.
I'll be saving lots of money.
Yeah.
And paying the state of Texas with it. All right. What else you got?
We can talk about that movie. One of the movies that I'm kind of pumped about is it's called Your Highness, coming out pretty soon. And it's with, what's his name again? I always forget it. Danny McBride.
Oh, Danny. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the guy from Pineapple Express, the guy from Eastbound and Down.
He's also in Land of the Lost. I thought he was great in Land of the Lost.
I didn't see Land of the Lost.
Well, it's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, is that Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell, yeah. It's worth downloading.
Well, they're all friends. They're all that circle of friends.
Yeah, they yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
This movie is...
these guys aren't like stand-up comedians, right? They're a different breed of comedian. They're like movie comedians.
Yeah, they're like sketch comics, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's SNL type stuff.
All right.
That's where Will Ferrell started out, I guess, and now they do their own Funny or Die stuff, and you know they're just a big group of friends, and they put each other in their movies. But yeah, this movie looks awesome because it's set in like the past where there's like knights and stuff, and Danny McBride's like the stupid brother, and what's his name,
James Franco.
James Franco is the good brother, the strong and you know knight and everything.
And the cool thing is, things are being you know. What I like about our generation and our times is we've got so many different variations of humor.
Yeah.
That now we can actually have movies that are like this non-standard humor, you know?
Yeah. This is going to be, I think this is going to be in the classic, like your Princess Bride and, you know, all those like, comedies.
Right.
Like, is
right.
Princess Bride? The one with the Mel Brooks movie. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a classic, I can tell. And what's cool about this is that they have an uncensored trailer. So
do you know when it's coming out?
I don't know. No, okay. I think it's just sometime this month. It's coming out soon.
Coming out this month, right?
Yeah,
April.
But the uncensored trailer, you don't see that very often.
There's some cursing and stuff in it. It's good.
You could see a Reddit or a trailer, which is it's instead of a green background at the beginning, it's a red background.
Yeah,
you know, it's really cool that they did that, and it adds to the funniness of the movie or the trailer at least. So that's coming out. I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some good things that Hollywood's going to start doing now. You know, it's about time that we change the very standard ways of writing movies.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, I see that same bullshit concept in all the fucking Adam Sandler movies and stuff. You know, it's like, introduce the characters.
That guy's rich, man.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Adam Sandler is actually one of the guys that tries to push that. He actually tries to push that in some of his movies.
Yeah.
Like, but they only go so far. And even this movie, they're only going to go so far. Because think about this. Think about this. Because I write shit, right? First 15 minutes or 20 minutes or so, you establish your characters.
Yeah.
And then your main fucking character or whatever is going to go through some kind of a challenge
mm-hmm.
that's going to catch him off guard. And he's going to have to come up out of that, right?
Yeah.
And then he tries to come up. He comes out of that situation, which enlightens him to the bigger situation that's the real fuck up.
Yeah.
And then you start building towards that where eventually he will fall or like totally fail. And then he rises back out of the fucking ashes and you end the movie.
Typical one is Billy Madison.
Yeah. I mean, that's all the fucking movies are written that way.
Yeah.
Think about it.
All his movies.
And what I think is it's going to change, well, at least when my breed of directors get out there, is we start fucking that all up.
And this movie right here is typical. I mean, it's one of those non-standard movies. Where
I think so too. I think they establish the characters very early and they're just raping the story throughout the course of the movie. I'm sure at the end, you know, because you're it's difficult for the audience to really be interested if you don't go through these ups and downs and a character, you know, there's this big fucking challenge that the character is supposed to meet and he doesn't meet it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden just something fucking happens and he just overcomes it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, just look at Pineapple Express. That movie was great. And there was like, it was just the strangest shit happening over and over again. Yeah. You know, just weird stuff.
But so I think if it's the same guys that wrote it, they're going to challenge it some.
Yeah, you know? It's going to be a good movie.
Yeah, because this whole standard way of writing shit is just BS.
Yeah.
I mean, all they do is they change the characters around. They play around with some scenarios, scenes, and things that haven't been done before. It's going to be so long up until, you know, people talk, even the average Joe starts to understand it.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just me looking at movies a little too technical.
Zangief.
Zangief kid, yeah. So it's a video of this one smaller kid, severely aggressive little fucker, and he's beating up on this fat kid, right? And he just like grabs him by his collar and he socks him in his face pretty hard.
Yeah.
And then he's standing back there and you can tell he's got some moves.
He's shuffling.
Yeah, he's shuffling. Fancy he's hitting feet. That motherfucker with like body jabs and face jabs.
Fancy feet.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really dancing around on him. Fat kid just snaps because that will happen. You know, the fat kid will eventually just... This can go, you know, water boy rage. On them. Yeah. Fat kids do that. They go into a rage, and they will attack you like a wild animal. But he won't. But, you know, he's just such a teddy bear that he's not going to constantly beat you. Yeah. But he will hit you with that one devastating-ass blow that will let out all the rage that he's accumulated since the first grade of being chubby, you know?
Yeah.
And so he picks up this kid. I mean, he just grabs this kid. He picks him up in the air.
Yeah, it has to be a good, what, maybe 5 feet in the air?
Ah, no fucking way.
It's high, man.
Well, these kids are probably like 5 feet tall. So you didn't pick him up head width, but I mean, it's head height.
Pretty high, though.
I mean, yeah, he picked him up pretty high. I was four or five.
Yeah.
He picked that fucker up, and he just power bombs him.
On his hip, and his hip hits that like a, how would you call that? Like a plant? Potter thing, a big long, like a, almost like a bench. I don't know what it is. But yeah, it's just, like cement blocks.
So if you go to YouTube, look up Zangief Kid, Zangief Kid. Zangief is like an old classic Street Fighter 2 character that would pick your ass up and slam you in your shit.
Yeah, he's a Russian guy.
That's exactly what this kid just did to this other kid. Another kid's bouncing around, jabbing him in his face. This kid just loses his shit, goes over and grabs him, picks him up, and slams his ass down. This is in Australia, I believe.
Yeah. And the kid walks away, and he does this almost like a wounded deer.
He's doing this Elvis Presley dance and fucking wobbling his ass out of the scene.
Oh, man.
But it's going to be difficult for you to find the original video.
Because they got pulled everywhere. It was on YouTube like a bunch of times, and now it's like hard to find.
So yeah. Now, because a lot of the remixes are out there now.
Yeah, it's like when Star Wars kid got upset. And they pulled all his videos out, and now he's back on. He's going to end up seeping back online. It happens. Yeah. But when a controversy hits like this, and now the kid's on the news everywhere, they're going to start pulling it off the internet.
Well, you know, I've noticed that nowadays, the media nowadays is tying in to the internet sensations a little too quick.
Yeah.
Which is not making him that underground.
That guy with the golden voice. What was his name?
Right.
That he was... everywhere. I mean, everybody wanted to until have him.
Cocksucking media decided to jump on board and start fucking, you know, making a name for themselves.
Yeah.
And every time the media gets involved.
I haven't heard anything about that guy either.
Well, what we did hear was he actually got a job with the Cavs or something like that.
No, but...
but then he got fucking...
He got drunk and supposedly hit his daughter in the hotel room and went going to rehab, but we still haven't seen him since. I don't know what his name is. But
well, he's probably in rehab.
Yeah,
I think he'll reemerge sometime in 2011.
Yeah, he probably won't be homeless ever again.
I sure hope not. You know, he's got a hell of a voice, but fuck, he needs money to get some pussy with that face. It's ugly, son of a bitch.
You see that Donald Trump wants to run for president?
Yeah, I think that's very interesting.
He's a good businessman. I mean, he had some failures, of course, like everyone else, but he takes risks. What I was thinking about is we're in like how what's our deficit like $5 trillion or something like that.
I think if anybody needs to be the president, it needs to be a fucking businessman. I don't know if I would 100% support Donald Trump, but I would support someone like him.
Yeah,
it needs to be a businessman that needs to run this country because everybody else that's coming up here is running on some false bullshit. You know, a businessman is someone that has already got a proven track record of cutting bullshit budgets. And, you know, I don't know. maybe Donald Trump, maybe just another guy that's going to come and fuck us in the ass.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how much worse could it be? We had 8 years of Bush, and then we had, well, all of Bush did some good things, and then we've got another 4 years, possibly another 8 years of Obama as well.
Yuck.
Now, what's happened there is Obama's done some good things, except for his party has not been able to report those good things that he's done. This whole healthcare thing was a fucking failure, though.
You know that I kind of got swept under the rug a little bit?
What?
The healthcare thing.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I haven't heard about it in like a year, maybe.
I think, long story short, all we need to do is we need to give the power back to the states itself. Yeah. You know, let the states govern themselves. The federal government doesn't need to govern us. They just, you know, they handle whatever the fuck they handle.
Yeah, I've dealt with the healthcare system recently.
What's that?
I've dealt with the healthcare system recently.
Talk to me about your healthcare system.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. Before I start this, I guess I'll say this happens to 75% of the people. So I'm basically not the only person that this happens to, so it feels okay.
Okay.
But I'm just going to start saying that the asshole is probably the most sensitive part of the body. Ain't everything you do in life, your asshole kind of just rubs together or does something and it moves, even if you don't know it. So basically, if you have a problem with your ass, you know every moment you move. So basically, what I had was a thrombosed hemorrhoid is what they call it.
Okay.
It's basically a bit blood clot. And the reasons you get blood clots or something like that is because you're like constipated all the time or diarrhea all the time, which I don't have. And it basically, if you keep going down through the thing, I don't have any of that except I sit down at work a lot.
Was it protruding out of your asshole?
It was on the outside of the asshole.
On the outside of the asshole?
It's called an external thrombosed hemorrhoid.
All right.
So like it's just kind of like a blood clot in like on the coronal ridge, like on the outside of it. It was just like
Is it painful?
Oh, extremely painful.
Was it itchy?
Not until it started healing.
Okay.
It's just pain, and it's terrible. It started out, you know, like, you ever get, like, a pimple on your cheek?
Okay.
And you know when you sit down, it just feels kind of weird? Like, right. You have to kind of, like, reposition and stuff?
Right.
It started out kind of like a pimple, but it was more towards the cornhole. And then it progressed. It got worse and worse. So basically, it's just blood clots. And the doctor figures from just sitting down at work too much.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm pretty active otherwise.
Right.
But at work, I sit down and kind of don't walk around that much, which I've changed. So I recommend everybody, you can't sit down over 2 hours. If you sit over longer than 2 hours, get up, walk around, get some blood flowing. But your body needs nutrients, your legs and stuff. So anyway, the process of removing this is pretty crazy. So they basically take, when you have like a broken finger, they kind of like tape two fingers together.
Uh-huh.
Well, they use that tape there, and they tape one cheek, and they tape the other cheek going in opposite directions.
All right.
And one person pulls the tape, other person pulls the other piece of tape. So basically, your butt spread open.
Just spread your ass cheeks.
Yeah. Then they take a needle and inject.
Were you up?
Yeah.
All right.
Worst part about it. They inject a deadening agent, like a numbing thing to it.
Inject it.
Yeah, into the part that's, it's almost like a sore. I don't, not a sore, but I don't know. It's hard to explain. And that, oh my God, the needle was in, hurt. They inject the stuff, fire.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm trying to crawl away, and I really can't because it's just terrible. Anyway, I'm sweating. I'm like lightheaded, about to pass out. There's two people in the room looking at my ass. it's just pretty bad. So the next part is they make an incision, and the thing is you could have two types. One that's really, really bad, where there's tons of pressure behind it, and it kind of just comes out on its own. The little blood clots just come out, and everything's good. Mine was not very, it's not much pressure, so we had to dig. They had to really dig at it and get the blood clots out.
Okay.
And it's basically three blood clots they pulled out, like little raisins. They said.
No way.
Yeah. So.
So what? But what was your complaint about the healthcare system? Because what I'm hearing is mostly the surgical part that you're talking about. Did you have any other concerns?
Yeah, eight people had to look at my ass. It took eight people to determine that they had to do any kind of work on it.
Wow. But that really ties in more to the education
in this country. Still the healthcare system. I don't know.
I think it's more education. Our educational standards are shit here.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a new movie coming out, by the way. It's already out on DVD. It's called Waiting for Superman.
All right.
And it's about the education system here in the
United States. I've already seen it.
Have you seen it?
It's fucking fantastic.
That's what I heard.
It's fascinating. You haven't seen it yet?
No.
Oh, it's fucking great, dude.
Yeah.
It's just highlighting everything that we fear. So here's one of the things that they were talking about. I mean, I didn't get to see all of it. Obviously, I think I saw about a quarter or half of it.
Yeah.
But here, check this out. All the school districts have their own agenda.
Right.
And then on top of that, a state has its own agenda. Then on top of that, the federal government has its own agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's setting their own different standards. Some are more lax than others. Some are more strict.
Yeah.
You can literally go into one county, into a certain school, and you can take an exam and fail. You can travel to another county in a different school, and you can take the same exam, and you can pass that motherfucker with flying colors.
Yeah.
It's just it really comes down to school districts, state and federal government, and everyone's got their lines all crossed, you know.
Yeah.
There's obviously not enough funding, but whatever funding is out there, also it's not being used properly. It's more firefighting instead of actually engineering a better environment.
Yeah,
you know, and I think they could really, really, really use some new leadership in that area also.
This is my problem with the healthcare system. Going back to that, is, okay, you have to go for the first appointment to get looked at, and they give you some bullshit prescriptions or something to fix it.
Okay.
When they know it's going to get worse, and you have to go back for another appointment. So you're paying more money to go see them again, and then again, and again, and again. And they just build up they're just racking in the money.
Right.
That's what I hate about it. And that's what happened to me. I had to go back 4 or 5 times. And that was last time I was sick, too. I had, like, bronchitis and stuff, and I had to go back 4 or 5 times, and it's like, you have to see a specialist. Let me make an appointment with a specialist. He'll see you in a week.
Yeah.
So you're dying, and you just don't get helped.
I don't understand the way that these things work, because I mean, they're also talking about frivolous lawsuits. Also, that's why they're trying to comp all this money by fucking people. You know.
And my suggestion is to never go to one of these big healthcare systems,
like a big hospital,
right? Yeah, or like a big organization.
All
right. I think if you go to a doctor that's just his own practice, he has his own standards, and he lives up to those standards.
Okay.
These people here, those big companies, live up to the company standard and only do what they say.
Small business versus
big
business.
They can't make a decision on their own.
Okay.
They make a decision based on the company. So, like, his own doctor, I mean, I've went to doctors that's all I've dealt with in the past, because I'm from a small town. And you go in, he's like, what's your problem? Okay, well, let's give you everything we can to fight this off as soon
more
as
direct.
Possible. We'll give you a shot. Uh-huh. Over here, if you go to a big corporation,
yeah,
they don't give you a shot right away. Like, let's fight this off with antibiotics. Just give you, take this pill. And most of the time, that doesn't help, because it's a wide spectrum antibiotic, and it doesn't help anything.
Yeah, you know, because they're all trying to avoid these fucking lawsuits. They don't give a shit about you.
They don't give a shit about lawsuits.
Yeah, but they don't give a fuck about your well-being. Yeah. Yeah, they're not going to look so deep into it. It's just like, okay, let's avoid the lawsuit by looking any deeper into it. Let's just see if the fucking throwing some pills fixes it, you know?
It's just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because you know that the pharmaceutical companies have a huge lobby. You know that shit, you know? Because that just lets you know that the first fucking things that the doctors do is prescribe some antibiotics to you.
That's stupid, dude.
It's fucking retarded.
Yeah.
I mean, where are we going with
injecting
an
antibiotic works so much faster, too. I mean, come on. Just help somebody out when they're sick. That's right. What you're there for. You help them out. Man, it was bad.
You know, I've heard of scorn women, but now I am living proof of a scorn man.
Why you say that?
I just don't think women, look, women are worth it, but I just don't think women are worth it.
What do you mean they're not worth it? Explain yourself. That doesn't make sense.
I would just rather not.
Big pause there, by the way.
Rather not put up with their shit to be able to get some fucking companionship. I don't want your pussy. I just want to go to the movies. Maybe hold hands.
I like holding hands.
I just want to do some romantic shit, you know?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's fucking springtime. I just want to do some romantic shit.
I agree.
I think as gay as I may sound, but I know all the grown males like me, I understand exactly where I'm coming from, you know? I haven't had sex with all the other women in the world, like a lot of people have, but I don't care for that shit either, you know? Right. I just want a quality romance. Right. Not even a fucking relationship. I don't want to hear your bullshit. I just want to hold your fucking hand and go to the movies.
What kind of bullshit?
Maybe make out once in a while, huh?
What kind of bullshit?
Oh, dude. Women play games. In their very initial, you know, we talked about this. It's like, you know, the courtship games. Yeah, I'm starting to think there's some women out there that are just asexual. And more of them play these courtship games. And there's some guys that are no bullshit, just like me. And if we're going to hang out, then we'll hang out. If we're not, then don't fuck with me. I'm not going to divulge on this too much. But if you want me to get into it and you know me in real life, you can talk to me, text me, Facebook me, email, whatever the fuck, all right?
They keep calling me.
You can call me. Whatever. So fucking plain and simple.
All right.
All right. I just want the companionship. Rant.
Rant done.
Rant
done. Stick that fork in it.
fucking fork in it.
All right. Yeah. So I guess we could end this now. We had a bunch of subjects today.
Then we start plugging. Matches and Big Al, they're performing at the House of Blues, opening for Chingo Bling on April 8th. So go check it out. There's going to be a huge event. Lots of people coming out there. And this is the beginning of the second wave of Houston's talent. So definitely something to go and check out. I'll be out there backstage. QureshiEnterprises.net. QUReshi Enterprises.net. Go there. Kojovi.com, COJOVI.com. Our podcasts are also hosted off of those.
Also, you go to iTunes, search in the podcast on the iTunes store, GGRP will come up there. You can listen to it on your iPhone, you can install any kind of device that could connect to my iTunes or whatever. I don't know.
I think you can listen to, if I post it on Facebook, you can listen to it on most computer phones like Android.
Right, yeah, we did that already. So, yeah, you did it on your phone. Also, if you have feedback for the show, ggrp@live.com. Please feedback, good things, bad things, we don't care.
Yeah, and also check out facebook.com/RocketKureshi, R-O-C-K-E-T, Qureshi. One more thing. We are now actively looking for sponsors. So if you're listening to this show, please get in contact with us, ggrp@live.com. And you will be sponsoring one of the hottest upcoming podcasts of the future, which incorporates the most fantastic shit in it.
Also, one more comment I'd like to make. Eat your fiber and walk around every 2 hours if you're sitting down. Have a good one.
See ya.